18.
And it means, to us, it means therefore that the TRO stands as it is.
As of November 18, it was not yet clear because of the dispute on the exact interpretation, the import of the TRO, whether it was already considered effective on account of the non-compliance by petitioners with condition number 2. Nalaman po natin.
I'm sorry, Mr. Madam Secretary. Go ahead,
opo,
please.
As of November 18, hindi pa ho klaro yon na effective na yung TRO. Wala pa nga ho silang pinalabas any confirmation, any order, any ruling na yes, there had been compliance already with the conditions of the TRO. So pagkakaalam ko po, kailangan ng separate order or any clarification from the Supreme Court doon sa compliance. And it is only when there has been a confirmation of the full compliance and with the conditions na pwede na nating sabihin na naging effective na po yung TRO.
I know that you had been a practitioner of note before entering the government. Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. And you must have been continuously in appellate practice.
Well, I have some exposure to appellate practice. Yeah.
You knew that the Supreme Court acts in bank and also in a division.
Yes, po.
And
yes,
the decisions,
sir,
of the court, Supreme Court, whether in bank or in division, must be a majority decision.
Yes, sir.
It is then in its entirety, it is the responsibility of all the members who participated therein, not a particular member, not even solely by the ponente.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, in this particular instance, there is a statement in here, and may I be allowed to read it for your benefit. Respondent betrayed public trust through his partiality in granting a temporary restraining order in favor of former President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. My understanding of this particular impeachment article is that it was the Honorable Chief Corona who issued the restraining order. Is that correct? Or do you agree with that, based on the allegation of this impeachment complaint?
Well, as crafted, so, it seems to be the connotation, but it's actually referring to the TRO as issued.
Yes, and that particular TRO issued was not solely issued only by the Chief Justice. In fact, he has no participation in the issue once thereof.
Well, concurred in the issuance of the TRO because he was one of the 8 members who voted in favor of the issuance of the TRO in November.
Well, could you give us an explanation as to why the charges were merely labeled against the Chief Justice, notwithstanding the fact that there would have been no TRO had there been no concurrence of the majority of the court?
Well, the allegation is with respect to partiality. Now, betrayal of public trust because of the partiality on the part of the respondent in issuing the TRO, which had the effect of aiding the former president to leave the country and escape prosecution.
I have not gone that far yet. My only question is, since this TRO, according to you, was granted by the Supreme Court acting in bank, and there were 8 justices who participated therein. In fact, there is an allegation that the rest of the other members of the Supreme Court conspired and confederated with the Chief Justice in issuing this TRO. Do you subscribe to that view, or may we hear your comment in connection therewith?
Objection, Mr. President.
What is
question
the
question is misleading.
There's no admission. What is the basis of the objection?
Yes, the question is predicated on the claim that there is conspiracy among the,
well, a while
the justices.
Ago,
yes.
Your Honor, please.
So I object to that because there's no such allegation.
I'm not saying it
of conspiracy, nor is there any statement by the witness, but that there was conspiracy.
I have not gone that far, Your Honor. I just predicated my question on your admission to the question, to the clarificatory questions made by the Honorable Senator a while ago. that the eight or the other members conspired with the Chief Justice that enabled the Chief Justice to issue this alleged questionable restraining order.
So the question, Mr. President, I understand therefore that the question is hypothetical. In other words, because there's no admission of conspiracy.
Your Honor. Wait a minute. The question is, did the counsel for the member of the prosecution asserted that the respondent conspired with other members of the court to issue the TRO?
Your Honor.
Asserted.
Yes, Your Honor.
It was asserted by whom?
By the Honorable Congressman Dasa.
All right. Let us appeal to the record, to be fair.
There was a question, Your Honor,
Will you kindly check the questioning by the gentleman from Samar to find out whether he used the word conspired or conspiracy. Mm-hmm. So in order to be fair, all these things are recorded. So
I'll just withdraw the question, if the court so allows, Your Honor, so that we can move a little further. I'll reform the question.
All right. You withdraw and reform your question.
Yes, Your Honor. Now, there is also mentioned in here that the actuation of the Honorable Justice Corona was in order to give the former president the opportunity to escape prosecution.
That's in the Article 7.
Uh-oh. Do you subscribe to that to this statement appearing in here? Or you have doubts also?
I subscribe to that allegation.
All right. In other words, there is really the desire on the part of Justice Corona to allow the escape of the GMA.
From my own appreciation of what happened, the developments, actions, what I read in the opinions, etc., yes.
So this is not based on your personal opinion?
My own observations, based on, again, as I said, my appreciation of the attendant facts and circumstances, and based on the pleadings, the orders, the disclosures, revelations in the dissenting opinion.
But
and Your Honors, also because, well, when in fact, in the issuance itself of the TRO, so it was November 15, and then we were given only very limited period to file a comment, only in 3 days, due on November 18, and then they set the oral arguments for November 22. That's not common, sir. Normally, the respondents are given a period of 10 days to file a comment, and then after which, if the court so desires, we'll set the case for oral arguments. Now, very limited period, and then immediately oral arguments for November 22. Now, if they intended to get the comment from us in just in 3 days, and they intended to hear us out in that oral arguments on November 22, why issue the TRO on November 15?
So that is your conclusion?
Yes, Your Honor.
On the basis, according to you, of the documents you have read?
Documents and my understanding, and I'm a student of law.
Would you say that there was conspiracy among the members of the Supreme Court that enables the grant of the restraining order? Conspiracy is a pasty buck, and the liability of one is the liability of all. That's why I asked this question. Why is the impeachment complaint only gravitator setters on the Chief Justice, excluding the other conspirators?
Mr. President,
yes.
I object to the question as argumentative.
No, let the Secretary of Justice answer. It's not argumentative. It's just asking whether she knows, as a matter of fact, that there was conspiracy.
If the question is demanding for a categorical answer on my part,
certainly yes.
conspiracy?
Yes.
Based, well, the conspiracy, because they issued the questionable TRO. Well, the Chief Justice is only one vote, of course, when it comes to decisions. But there are other things, there are other functions and duties and powers of the Chief Justice as primus inter pares.
But that's not my question to you, Madam Secretary. My question to you is, this restraining order could not have come into effect were it not for the fact that a majority of the court in banc decided to grant the same. Am I right?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. It could not have been possible by the signature merely of Chief Justice Corona, is it not?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. And since the actual result is there was a restraining order issued by the court, the responsibility is supposed to be shouldered by all the signatories to that resolution granting the restraining order, or you have a different view?
If we talk only about the voting and the position with respect to the propriety of the TRO, with eight of them concurring that TRO at the time was proper in their view or that's their position as the majority, then yes.
Thank you. I noticed that you have laid very heavy an emphasis on the dissenting opinion. Is this your ordinary approach to cases that you have been handling? Because
no,
my opinion is, what controls is the majority decision.
Yes, Your Honor. Uh-huh. No, sir, that's not my usual appreciation.
This is a special one only.
Well, because of the peculiar circumstances.
And there is no other case which you have treated in the same manner, where you laid heavy an emphasis on the dissenting opinion.
There may have been a few.
But you cannot recall anymore.
No more. When I was still a practitioner.
Thank you.
I believe that the dissenting opinions are...
I'll request permission, Your Honor, to be allowed
had
to...
more merit.
It's already 6 o'clock. I do not want to tax.
What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, please. I am sorry.
What is the pleasure of the defense counsel?
I request, Your Honor, that I be allowed to continue with my cross in tomorrow's hearing.
Is there any objection?
Besides, the secretary had been on the witness stand for almost 2 hours.
No objection from the prosecution.
Request granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Therefore, we will continue
may
with.
I will respectfully request the Honorable Chief Justice, Secretary of Justice of the Republic to.
No vacancy yet in the office of the Chief Justice.
Yes.
To
Mr. President.
Come back tomorrow to. Answer questions from the defense.
Yes, Mr. President, may I request that two witnesses that we subpoenaed and were here today be directed to appearing in tomorrow?
May we request, yes. All those witnesses that were subpoenaed upon request of the prosecution to testify today and who are not able to testify are ordered to come back tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when we continue with the trial of this impeachment case.
Yes, Mr. President, and we will continue tomorrow with the cross-examination by the defense, and then thereafter a number of members of the court would like to ask questions, particularly Senator Ping Lacson, Senator Pimentel, Senator Estrada, Mr. President.
All
so
right.
With that, Mr. President, may I ask the Sergeant at Arms to make an announcement?
The Sergeant at Arms will now make the announcement.
Please all rise. All persons are commanded.